As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is, for the most part, rising over Missouri, folks, even though it's overcast overhead. It is time once again for our Show Me Showdown. We have breakfast on the table in most places, coffee brewing on the stove certainly here, and there's still a revolution in the air, though it seems to be losing gas. Welcome to our Wednesday, March the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Going to have a kind of an open lines, open minds Wednesday all day today. So you're certainly welcome to call in if you like. Let's go to our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $9.50. It's up higher than that now at $1,428.20, which is not a small chunk of change for an ounce of gold. Silver this morning up 52 cents at $37.65 an ounce. Platinum up 22 bucks at $1,757. Palladium up 5 at $756 an ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market. Relatively narrow band, about 15 bucks in there. $1,415.60 for a low. $1,431.40 for a high, but at $1,428.20, your gold is up $324.90 year to year for a 29.45% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, $1,419 flat. The SPDR gold shares, $1,211.84 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $55 billion. Kind of feeling a little bit gloomy today as the weather just kind of clamps down on Missouri. Anyway, Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 81 at 12,279. The NASDAQ closed up 26 at 2757, and the S&P 500 closed up yesterday 9 at 1,319. Crude oil this morning off 21 cents a barrel, still way the heck too much, at $104.58 a barrel. That doesn't bother Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, though. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 6 basis points at 76.23. Your Canadian loonie exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03. Your Mexican peso still at 8 cents a pop. The euro, $1.41. The British pound at $1.60. And the Swiss franc at $1.09. The two-year yield this morning, the two-year indebtedness, the bonded indebtedness of this country, the yield is 0.80%. So the yield on the bonds is going up. That means their purchasing power is going down and blah, blah, blah. Not a lot of people interested in the financial news. 10-year this morning, dropping down to 3.47%. The 30-year bond at 4.53%. And in the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgages this morning moves down from 4.14% a month ago to 4.06 this morning. Your 30-year is unchanged month to month at 4.85%. The prime rate's at 3.25% and standing. And your gold to silver ratio, 37.93 ounces of silver will get you 1 ounce of gold. Not a whole lot happening in the market reports today. The economic calendar is pretty much common. Place, the kind of things you'd expect on a Wednesday, mortgage bankers, purchase applications, the Challenger job cut, the employment reports, all that's out tomorrow. Of course, the jobless claims will be out, Chicago PMI, the factory orders, and on Friday we'll end up with the employment situation, the ISM manufacturing index, and construction spending. But let's go over and take a look at that mortgage bankers report for this morning. Not really good news. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports a 1.7% decline in purchase apps in volume in March the 25th week ending, and ending what was otherwise a solid month. All right, it's not very many people are going out and getting loans. That's the way it goes. The Challenger job cut, they were looking for 50,000. They got 41,000. Well, I guess that's news. Be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we have been for the last couple of years on radio. And for the last 2 years, certainly right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Kind of had a really pensive night last evening, and the whole last week has been kind of time for reflection. I've been doing these broadcasts. You know, I started out the programs 3 years ago over on the Republic Broadcasting Network right at the end of the election cycle for president. And I really was hoping that we would be able to develop kind of an action center where people would understand the importance of becoming vocal local right where they are in their own communities or towns or cities or counties or states. The idea was to get started right in your local voting precinct and build a strong voting precinct group so that we could start turning the tide on things politically. But apparently there's been such a wave of apathy that has come over the land. I don't know whether it's drugs or whether it's just what. But there's been such a wave of apathy that people just have stopped all political action. Of course, not all people have, but just the people that typically turn out for the, what do you call it, the alternative of the alternative of the alternative media. And it's been rather disappointing to me because even though all of the materials that I bring out from a historical standpoint over all these years and all of the many hours of preparation I put into each of these broadcasts, we don't seem to be going in the direction that I'd hoped. So apparently I've failed, and I've failed utterly. So I'm on the edge of this morning, folks, of just firing myself off of radio. All right? go back to my books and my cups and just, you know, diddle around in the yard like most people seem to be doing anyway. So today's an open line day. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Maybe there's some way that you can encourage me to continue doing broadcasting on the network. And, you know, if not, then maybe April Fool's Day will be a good day to unplug the network, at least from my standpoint. So, you know, look forward to your calls, look forward to your input, your information. But we're at a tumbling, we're at a turning point, you know, in American history. We have whole generations, two of them that I can point to, that have zero interest in all things politics. And that's ripe for overthrow. I mean, you're absolutely ripe to basically have turned your back on your birthright, and you're ripe for the New World Order. You're ripe to become basically chattel in the field for the globalists. And I can think of nothing that would be a greater tribute to the success of the deliberate dumbing down of America than to have a people that are so apathetic that they would not even get out of the way if a speeding train was coming down the tracks. So, you know, with all that, without getting too preachy about it, it doesn't look like people are really willing to do anything. I guess the idea is that if you don't do anything at all, if you exercise the do-nothing option, that somehow or another things will work out for you. That's mystifying to me. That's mystifying to me. But, of course, you know, I'd be absolutely pleased. I'll be just absolutely pleased as punch if that strategy succeeds. Because then I, you know, like I said, I wouldn't need to bother with this sort of stuff, you know, railing against the machine and all of that, all the expense and all of the time invested trying to, you know, let people know how the system works and how they can be effective within it and things that we could do to maybe, you know, build these islands of freedom that myself and Mike Chambers have talked about in the past. But really, you know, with the phone lines wide open, we've got a call, so let's just go right to the call and say, good morning, caller.
Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, I guess, a little bit.
All right, this is Jason calling from Minnesota, I hope. And, you know, the subject matter that you're tackling is very big in nature. And to put an analogy to it, if you can think of what you're kind of doing is like trying to steer the Titanic with a very small paddle.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and unless you have access to all the radio shows and access to all the media channels, you know, that's about the best you can do and about the greatest effect that you can have. But I'd like to keep encouraging you to keep going because I do see at the local level an increase of people that are attending local meetings. And I think it'll only become bigger and bigger. But it's just something that's just going to take a long time.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I don't know whether we have the time. You know, that's part of the part of my problem here is because this time is so very precious. I wonder whether or not I could be more effective instead of trying to help other people, you know, to become active right where they are, to just do my very level best to make this a county or find another county, one that perhaps has slipped further, less far down the slope, where we could actually build a system of resistance freedom county. You know, even to the point of renaming it such. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it is. It seems like that. It's the Titanic, and I've got a paddle here trying to do a J-stroke and keep the nose of the canoe going in the right direction. But it doesn't seem to be really having the impact, you know, Jason. It's like if you look at the things, and you deal with it in the chat room, I deal with it in the chat room, but even in my email box and other places, you know, we're talking about some really serious issues. And they're not easy, not easy to understand, they're not easy to comprehend, not easy to apply. But at the same time, if it's beyond what can be done on radio, then, you know, maybe I'm in the wrong venue. I need to work locally and work with individuals where I can go mount on face-to-face and build a vibrant group right around me instead of trying to, you know, get one going on the radio. But other thoughts? I like the idea of steering the Titanic with a small paddle. I feel that way many days.
Yeah, and you know, another thing too is that people don't like to hear that they have cancer. or they don't like to hear about their diseases.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to tell somebody that you're not going in the right direction or your actions and behaviors have unforeseen consequences, especially when they believe that they're doing just fine because they have a bank full of cash, or, you know, their life and their health is going just fine.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of difficult. And one of the things, you know, if you recall way back when I started on, what we're dealing with here are we're coming in at the level, basic level of belief systems. And I can't think of anything that's more difficult to work with than dealing with not just a belief system, but multiple belief systems. All of the reliance that people have had in the past on political party systems. You know, when you start talking about the abolition of the established political party system, you know, that really freaks people out because it saws them off at something at a level where they just don't know what to do with that, you know, and it's difficult, you know, but you're right. Voluntary ignorance, willful oblivion, don't show me that, don't tell me that. I'm doing fine, you know, I've got my house, I'm ahead with my payments. I love my servitude, you know. Hey, I'm cool. I'm down with that, you know. So, yeah.
Yep, and I think you put it correctly. You know, if you open somebody's eyes, it's gorgeous, you know, they're just going to keep going on.
Yeah, you want to hang on? I'll hold you over the break. We're going into a break, folks.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time
here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We're back. I'm visiting with Jason in Minnesota. You can know him in the chat room as 10K Puddles. Call you can call in at 866-841-1065. Kind of doing a little bit of mental groping here this morning, but go ahead, Jason. Any other comments?
Oh yeah, you know, I just like to comment too. Ever since I heard your show, I've been going and attending local political meetings and getting a chance to, you know, be out there and just kind of take the same line, kind of, I think, like what Fritz described in one of your previous shows, you know, just starting out observing. But then, you know, then after a while, they'll begin to talk to you and ask you, you know, what are you here for? What are you interested in and whatnot? But as I've been doing that over the last few years, I've noticed for a long time that I was the only person attending some of these meetings, but within the last year or two, there has been an increase. And so people are becoming more vocal local, whether they listen to your show or not, or become aware of that, that that's the antithesis to what's going on. But it is happening. It's slow, but...
Well, you can see, you know, you can see by, you know, your own experience how long of a process it is and, you know, how absolutely important it is, you know, to work in building and developing a group because, you know, you go up against the beast, rage against the machine as an individual, a singleton. It is really, really, really challenging. It's really tough. And if you are, you know, if you are bright, you know, Fritz experienced a little bit of this. If you are bright, and people recognize you, the moves to co-opt you and get you inside of their system will be upon you. And they're always recruiting for new, you know, political hopefuls. And so these are some of the things, the pitfalls that we need to be aware of. But, you know, this is good stuff. And it's not easily done. It's not easily won. We didn't get into this pickle overnight. We're not going to get out of this pickle overnight. But yet... you know, I've been waiting, you know, I'm waiting somebody call in and show me a better way out of this mess than what I've presented. And I'll be glad to listen. You know, I'll go and be somebody else's fan clubber because I don't see it. I've been, you know, in this, you know, struggle, if you will, ever since the Vietnam War. And standing outside with the bullhorn doesn't produce a long-term result. And you know, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. I know you, I think pretty much you're at work,
no,
but
and I,
go ahead.
And I think you've diagnosed it properly. You know, it happened from within, and it didn't occur overnight. And it occurred because some people participated, and others didn't participate.
Exactly.
And then there was a vacuum there, and it just allowed them to do whatever it is that they wanted to do.
Exactly.
So while everybody sitting at home watching their, you know, their new technology, television, the computer, the radio, whatever it was, and their lazy boys, somebody else was out there behind the scenes busy at work, you know, being engaged and being involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened. And so the antithesis to that is you got to get out there. You got to do a little bit of work. You got to, you know, walk a few miles and talk and do other things besides watch television.
Right. Well, I've got another call here, and I know you're at work, so you know, just keep on listening and keep contributing in the chat room. Go ahead, wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. To wrap it up, though, I do encourage you to keep going on, and then also to maybe once a week or once every other week, get in on air and explain very logically and very easily how it is that we can get out there and, you know, keep hitting it home once a week, maybe once every other week, because people need to hear it. And then maybe that after it gets pounded into our heads a few times, then we'll get out there.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jason. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your support to the broadcast. And as always, you know, so you know, thanks so very much. But that's one of the things also, and perhaps it's my own fault, you know, on the broadcast is that I really. The reason why the archives, one of the reasons why I really value Oracle Broadcasting Network is because of the unlimited access you have to the free archives. And, you know, I know some people, you know, like almost a one-note Johnny in this genre. The only thing that they've got is the one thing that they've got, and the only thing they bring is the one thing they've got. And if you happen to have a stomach ready to deal with it one more time, then you listen to that broadcast, otherwise you tune it out. And so I have tried to refrain from going over the same material over and over and over. Not only is it dreadfully boring to me, but I would assume it would be dreadfully boring for the audience. But, of course, I know we do have new listeners tuning in all the time and appreciate that. But that's what the archives are for. There's, you know, so much to discuss. There's so much to try and wrap our minds around all of the various parts and pieces. Just the mechanics of general regular political science is huge. It's huge. And so it's taken, you know, weeks sometimes. You know, we did a 50-part series on the history of law, and we didn't cover even part of it. But let's go to Ron in Missouri and say good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning. You know, you were talking about people getting involved. If you're the only one, either as a council member or as a citizen, if you can't get other people to join you, I know other people in our little area tried. I mean, when the majority just, when you're up there by yourself week after week after week, after a point you just see that they're going to vote against anything you say, everything you bring up, I guess what do you do?
Well, there's a couple of ways of looking at that. First of all, Ron, one of the things that I advocate really strongly is building local voting precinct groups. And in your counties, all of our counties in Missouri, they're broken up not into counties, but then we also have the local voting precincts. And here in Berry County, there are 19 voting precincts. In McDonald County, where I lived before, there are 14. And so you set up groups inside of each of the voting precincts, and then you attempt and make every attempt to run and win county committee men and county committee women on both of the political parties in those voting precincts and hold regular town hall meetings in your voting precinct. Now, when you are elected, someone is elected, let's say that you are on the city council, the town council, and you are by yourself. Well, yes, that's right. But this, if you have your groups organized, then you've got a vocal majority sitting in the audience, and the other members can see that even though they may not share your belief system, you have significant support coming from the community for your idea, and sometimes that alone is enough to tip the scales. And there's nothing in my mind at all, Ron, wrong with going in and having them call the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, yeah, we know, Ron. And so they always have one opposed. Well, at least it's not unanimous. You see what I'm saying? And so it might start. Go ahead.
Well, by the way, just to change topic just for 1 second, then we'll get right back. When you give your address, could you spell Exeter, Missouri? Because I have absolutely no idea how to spell that town. No idea.
It's real easy. It's E-X-E-T-E-R. E-X-E-T-E-R. Exeter.
Right, right. Well, if you could spell that, like when you give your address, I think that would be good. Anyway, we did go to our Republican thing up here, about three of us. And, you know, we kept, you know, bringing up these different things. And finally, after about 20 minutes of this, they just basically told us to leave, that this was a closed Republican meeting, and we were escorted out of the building.
Well, this, is, again, goes back to what I was saying about building your local voting precinct group, because the Republican Party is made up of county committee men and county committee women elected from each of those voting precincts. And that's why
was our local precinct.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to go to a break. We'll come right back to you, Ron.
Okay.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're going to go back to Ron in Missouri. And Ron, you know, one of the questions that I've got for you is this meeting now that you went to, was that a Republican Party meeting or a Democratic Party meeting? Or was it actually a formal precinct meeting where you had a county committee man or a county committee woman or both present?
This was a, I'm not really sure. It was in the Maplewood deal, and they said that we had the three precincts together. Yes. And what was interesting there that happened to somebody else while we were checking in was they wouldn't let one young lady come in because they said she voted Democratic on some issues in the last election, so they even had people's voting records there.
Okay. Now, was this a caucus?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, that's completely different. Okay, so now I'm with you. I'm on board. It was a caucus meeting. Well, in a caucus meeting, you're absolutely right. In a political party caucus meeting, that is for the people who are basically typically Republican voters. If you're in a Republican caucus, it's for a Democratic party if you're in a Democratic caucus. And the reason for that, Ron, is that in the caucuses, they're going to vote for delegates to go to either the legislative conventions or the congressional conventions or the state conventions.
Right.
And so
I understand my point here.
Go ahead.
Right. But, you know, but here's the thing, though, that here they had this lady's voting record. I don't vote straight Republican.
No, you didn't. But you've taken a Republican ballot at some point in time in the primary elections.
actually, most of the time I vote Libertarian or Constitutional Party, so that's why I thought was very curious why they were beating up on this gal instead of she voted Democratic, but they didn't question any of my voting things.
Well, that's interesting, but again, you're dealing with a different geranimal, if you will, at the caucuses, okay? At that level, you're beyond precinct, you're beyond town hall, you're beyond party meetings, and you're actually going to be doing some elections. So this is one of the reasons why it's so very important, again, to get your local voting precinct groups established. I like to think of it as the support group that is going to run and win candidates for your precinct. And so in Missouri, we've got 2,500 plus or minus voting precincts. And again, in Berry County, we have 19 voting precincts. In McDonald County, we have 14 voting precincts. And it's out of those... Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm in St. Louis County, which is pretty... St. Louis County is kind of an odd mixture. The South County is pretty much all straight Republican, and North County is pretty much all straight Democrat.
Absolutely.
You know, every time the same thing.
Absolutely. And so now there's a political strategy that can be used in that as well, and that is that if you were, like, let's say, in North County in the St. Louis area, working with the Democrats, it would be more effective for you than working with the Republicans. Again, this is not about parties, all right? Nothing that I talk about here. I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system, and I advocate that by embedding within them and then really voting them together into one party at a national convention and then voting them out of existence altogether, which is all legal, lawful, and orderly, and can be done according to their own bylaws. So this is where I'm coming from. But if you happen to be in North County, going to the Democrat meetings and working at building a local voting precinct in the Democratic Party will be more effective for you than if you were, you know, in the South trying to do the same. And alternately, if you were in the South part of St. Louis, where it's a Republican stronghold, or any place where I live where it's a Republican stronghold, working with the Republican Party is the best choice, because once again, what we need to have is access to the party system. It's the party system that brings peak candidates forward out of not only their own ranks, but also suggested by corporations and business leaders and people who come forward voluntarily. And then the party system is what finances, runs, and wins the candidates. And so if you want to...
How many meetings have you gone to, or how long have you gone to these meetings where you've been the only one in opposition to, you know, whatever the issues are?
Oh, most of the meetings that I go to, I am the only one that goes, you know, like wherever. Now, there has been a period of time when I was really involved with the Ozark Property Rights Congress down here in the South and in McDonald County, and we had a group of about 8 people that would frequently attend meetings, and we would pretty much go together to those meetings. And so that was kind of a bright spot. But typically, throughout my whole life, if I was going to go to a county meeting or a city council meeting or a school board meeting, not only am I the only one that goes myself, but I'm usually the only one in the audience. It's as if the people in this country just don't seem to care, you know. So it's part of the issue. And if you speak out against things there, Ron, you know, it's just all you have is a couple of minutes at a podium to voice your opinion, submit some documents, and sit down and listen.
Yeah, I guess that's what my point is. How long do you do this being by yourself, I guess, is my question to you.
My answer to that is you don't ever do it again. We need to start right where we are. I mean, we're coming in on the presidential election cycle, and in your right close up tight, close around you in your voting precinct, there are other people that have gotten just as disgruntled with the whole system as you are. And so my encouragement has been to build local voting precinct groups so that you're no longer the only one there. You see what I'm saying?
You must live in a different community, because so far I'm like the lone rebel in our area.
Ron, I definitely live in a different community. You live in near the urban center there in St. Louis, and St. Louis is special. It's kind of like Washington, D.C. and Brasilia. It's a federal zone. It's an international zone virtually. So it's really different living in an urban area And I haven't been in a big city for 20 years, but I used to live in a big city, run and campaigned in big cities and things like that, too. So pretty well understand both sides of the issue. But, yes, we definitely live in a different matrix. You're in the urban area. I'm in the rural area. And it's the same phenomena in both places. People don't care. People aren't interested. People don't come to the meetings. And what I really think they need to have is someone, you know, hopefully that has listened to these broadcasts, understands the process, is willing to go and talk to them and bring them together so that they can get to meet each other locally on a regular basis, twice a month, four times a month, once a month, but at least getting together so that they feel as though they're connected to their representative system and they don't feel as though they're just, you know, one person, one voice squeaking.
But since you said international, then I'll get off the phone here. Now St. Louis has set up this St. Louis China hub nonsense with our airfield up here.
Yep.
And everybody just said, that's a great idea. I'm like, hello, but, you know.
Well, they need to go and visit with Vicki Davis's website and get the black and the white in their eyes, just like Hal says, you know, because these are the things that are not going to be discussed in the local newspaper. These are the things that are not going to be discussed openly in meetings. But these are things that we have learned in this process of research, which is where we need to be effective on a local level. And I just encourage you, Ron, to stay after it. Look around you. Find people that you know. Find some place, you know, like a community center, some place that's completely politically neutral where you can hold meetings, even if it's the back of a restaurant or a tavern, some place where you can hold regular meetings and make up a flyer, and just go around and put it up, post it, and hold those meetings. If you're the only guy there the first time, you'll have two guys the next time, and 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. I've helped build groups up into the neighborhood of 350 and 400 people come into an auditorium twice a month. So I know it's possible. It can be done. It just takes some work to do it. But everyone would be enriched by your outlay there of time and energy, because as they come together and they realize that they're no longer alone, that gives them the power to do the things we need to do. And we are in a presidential election cycle. And if we don't do something now, we may very well be saddled with another 4 years of the usurper.
I think you're right on that one. Have a good one.
You too, Ron. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so let's do that one. Yeah, really good comments. You know, and this is the kind of stuff, folks, that you deal with. It's certainly the sort of discussions that I have, you know, and it's real, it's genuine, it's sincere. There's no, you know, BS involved in this. This is the real McCoy, folks. We're in a real pickle here. And playing the, you know, living in the lap of denial isn't going to do it. You know? It's not going to do it. And starting late, the last, you know that you've blown it again when you see in the newspaper an announcement that there's an election and it's 2 weeks away. With 2 weeks away to an election, you're not going to be able to accomplish diddly. You know, and even that, it doesn't really matter. Even if there was something that you could conceivably, you know, accomplish in 2 weeks, you'd want to be able to find people around you and through a process of information, education and encouragement, find people who are centers of influence. You know, we need to be those candidates, and we can be those candidates. People that don't have prior political experience, people that have business experience, people that still possess common sense and some dignity. And we can be that government, but it's going to be up to us to be it. Nobody's going to hand it to you. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, for those that may have tuned in late, kind of woke up this morning on a kind of a bit of a tear. I've been in a very pensive or reflective mood for the last couple of weeks, evaluating, you know, if I were to sit down and make a list of the successes and the failures of the broadcast, you know, I'm looking for some successes. I'm looking for some wins. And unfortunately, at this point, my success chart is still empty on that side. Been a lot of energy, a lot of talking, a lot of discussion. A lot of teaching, a lot of information, but it's a one-way street. You know, I get very, very little little feedback from the listeners who are actually out there building local voting precinct groups and actually trying to make a difference right where they are. Now, in the chat room, Innsmort has posted in there that, yes, and I heard the announcement yesterday on another broadcast that Clint Richardson is interested in running for president, of all things. You know, he's the fellow that put together the Corporation Nation, Walter Burian's DVD. And that's great. I have a friend that runs for Congress every time, you know, congressional elections come up. He has a teaching program. I've had him on air here, shared his information with us. You know, he does he has a teaching system that he likes to discuss about all things political and Christian. And it's a really refreshing program to understand the Christian roots and heritage of this country. But without building an organization, your chances for succeeding in that kind of a campaign is slim. I mean, if all you want is access to the soapbox, well, then go for it. More power to you. Everybody should be up on that soapbox from time to time. And this has kind of been my soapbox for the last 3 years, but I never intended it to be a soapbox. All right? I have been asked to go around and give seminars and things like that, and that there might be something to that. But I don't think so. I think that it would be far more effective if everyone would just get the thread and run with it so that we don't have to be pablum, you know, feeders here. This is not a complex issue. It's really quite simple. We found in the meetups, the Ron Paul meetups, and I really hope to be able to keep that wave going, all those meetup groups were out there, and then they just, you know, they just lost steam. They lost energy. They went away, including mine. Without a candidate to champion, there was little reason for the people to get together, and they just couldn't see the value in keeping up the momentum. And it's a perpetual process. The idea of the established two-party political system and the way that it's organized and the way that the media defeats public involvement in it consistently, it's designed to do precisely what it's doing. It's working fantastically. It's designed to give you an illusion and keep you in that illusion. But it also stands between where we are and where we need to be. And I've shared with that time and time again. It's a spirit of division. It's horrible. So for a fellow like Clint, you know, he's got a little bit of an outreach. He's got a little bit of a voice, and that's fine. You know, he may be able to attract this guy and that guy and a few more over here. He may even be able to become, you know, a mini viral. You know, there's others around here that I can point to, people that have, you know, come up and gained a little notoriety. You know, Catherine Bleich for her work against the Missouri Information Analysis Center and her time on air with the Revolution Broadcasting. Now she's now, yes, down in Austin broadcasting with John Bush, okay? There are things you can do to build yourself up and get a little bit of a name. Karen Quinn Testato, she's been on everybody's, you know, network and everybody's broadcast, it seems. You know, get floating her meme out there. So there are things you can do. But at the end of the day, they don't amount to a hill of beans or a row of peas. We're still in the same pickle that we were 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, 16 years ago. In fact, we're still in the same pickle that we were during the Vietnam War. Politically, things haven't changed. And the reason for that is because you're not going to find any political education in schools. Even if you study political science, very few will ever even tell you this little miracle that, you know, I discovered in my own research. Jim Conda Jr. found it in his own research. Other people find it just by becoming involved with the political parties. But until you're actually inside the political parties, you don't know that even the county committee man and county committee woman exist. Unless you actually sit down and study the election laws for your state, you don't even realize that this how the system, you know, is that how it's laid out. If you've never sat down and thought, well, gee, what is the Republican Party? What is the Democratic Party? All right, and gone and done some homework on, done some research, and you pull up their bylaws and you read their bylaws. If you understand Robert's Rules of Order, you can start to see what's going on there. You go up and look at your Secretary of State's office, and you can start to find out that these are continuing committees. They're standing committees. They're not corporations. I misspoke on that a long time ago, and I corrected my error. They are, in some way, a corporation, but not in a way that I can recognize. They're committees. And they have a committee structure, and they probably have a trust of some sort working in the background to handle the funds, or some kind of a corporation to handle the monies. But overall, basically, they're committees, and they're enshrined in law, in your election laws for your state. And then, as far as you know, the voting issue is concerned, you know, the black box voting, Hava, you know, that's where I really started to come on the map vocally, with the radio industry, the talk radio thing. Because I could see with the Help America Vote Act and the introduction of the electronic voting devices that they were closing even yet another flank of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. The representative system of government depends on three primary things. One of them is publicity. And, of course, they run the media. And so we don't get much there, but it's not really public relations. It's publicity. So with the advent of the Internet, we were able to recover publicity. We can publicize the contents of these bills while there's still time. Yesterday, shared with you a piece of a legislation that's a rule that's coming out, and the rules and regulations coming out. And maybe if people were interested, they could do something about that. Publicity is really important. A clear separation of powers is something else that's necessary. Well, we know there's no real separation of powers, because the corporation nation runs the governments. Not at every level. Certainly at the local level, you can still, you know, do things, do wonders. And the third, of course, is the vote. Well, by the Help America Vote Act, that just about sawed us off at the knees. But in the process of railing against the machine at that level, that's when I found out about the, you know, Secretary of State's office, the election authorities, your county clerk's office, and that, in my opinion, is one of the most important offices in your county, right? And it's the one that you can target and gain back your county clerk. The county clerk is your election authority. Now, various counties and boroughs and townships and things all around the country, they have a different names, but I'm basically talking about the same thing. That's the office that you need to gain control of because they're the ones that run the elections. And that's so it's number one on your list. Before the sheriff, you're not going to get the sheriff until you get the county clerk. But, you know, it sells books. It makes for good talk radio. You know, so the sheriffs come out and they sell books and they give talks and they go around, you know, and get everybody excited about militias. But, you know, the real issue here is that we are dealing with a political system that few understand. And yet some bothered when they immigrated from Eastern Europe and other places in Europe, some bothered to look at it and become involved at that level. And you will find them embedded all across America. They saw a wide open, fertile field. They saw the same thing I saw, how quickly, how easily, and with how few people you could actually take over the reins of the government. And as we studied when we went through political science, we came to understand that the political parties have, you know, they're there for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to gain the proximity to or complete control of government. That's what political parties are for, none other. They're not social clubs. They're power centers. They concentrate power in hands. That's what they're all about. And so if we can understand that and approach it from that standpoint and become politically aware and realistic, political realism, then you can understand that, oh, yeah, there's always somebody out there that's going to talk you into the Constitution Party or the Green Party. Somebody's going to talk you into the Libertarian Party. Some will talk you into the America First Party. You know, some will talk you into the Know Nothing Party, and somebody will talk you into another party, or the No Name Party, or the No Label Party, or the Tea Party. But that's not the ticket. We have an established two-party political system in this country. It's called the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And that's the only parties that exist. All the rest of them are all sarans. They're distractors. It's like Teddy Roosevelt, the Bull Moose Party. If you want to play that game, play around and go for it. But if you want to be effective, if you want to get the jackboot off your throat, if you actually want to live in freedom sometime in your lifetime, then you have to adopt the political realism that I try and bring to the broadcast each day. Now, we'll be back right after the top of the hour break.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now starting our second hour of today's broadcast. Got a pensive thing running here. It's open lines, folks, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and talk, I'd be happy to take your calls. But I'm trying to figure out whether or not to proceed ahead. I have a relatively fixed or focused political viewpoint, and if there's no real interest in it, well, then there's certainly not much reason for me to be on the air. So I'm kind of doing an evaluation thing, trying to touch base with the listeners a little bit today and find out whether we need to go into the second quarter of 2011 or just let it go. Let's go live and talk to Fritz in Missouri. Good morning, Fritz.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, good. Hey, you know what we need is some of that political telepathy like all the sports guys have. You know, you go to a party or you see your friends on Friday night or you're at the 7-Eleven and somebody says, hey, how about that game last night? Now, there was 142 games played last night.
Oh my!
And but the other guy, I'm theoretically, figuratively.
Okay.
There was 140 games played last night, but the other guy always seems to know which game the guy's talking about. I don't know. I'm not a big sports fan.
I'm not either. A hard time following the thread, but. You know, there is a telepathy that goes on with that. I was in a flea market the other day, Fritz, and I was looking for research books and things like that. And there was a man that had come in, and he was sitting there talking with the proprietor. And he must have gone on for 20 minutes about the local high school, you know, team and all of that. And, and we have a real red-hot girls basketball team here, apparently. And anyway, they won the state championship or something. And, he knew every little detail about every little player and all of this. And no, I've heard this discussion on air before from some of the other hosts. I'd never heard it myself, but now I have. But I can tell you, I went in, I was there about 20 minutes inside the building. Just wanted to see how long he'd go with it. And when I came back around coming towards the desk, I asked him, he says, could you tell me where Yemen is? He didn't have a clue, Fritz. He says, I don't think I've ever been there.
Yemen, Illinois? Yeah, well, my thread was simply that these guys seem to have an unspoken way of communicating. You know, how about that game? Mm-hmm. How about that pitch last night? And everybody knows which pitch they're talking about.
Yep.
But, listen, you know, I thought you were talking about me because I didn't go to the meeting on Monday because there was snow on the ground. You know, I thought, well, I'll just sleep in. But I will go. Now, you're making me feel bad now. But, I was never a player. I was a young hippie. I was 13 on the night that the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan. And from then on, you know, a year later, I was growing my hair long and getting smacked around by my dad because I was growing my hair long, you know.
You too.
I wasn't a political hippie. I mean, I wasn't a socialist from Chicago, you know. But I just like the idea of freedom. I like that freedom message. And I like music and pop made a really good combination, you know.
Exactly.
So I, I, I was never a, I've spent my whole life not being part of the system and being proud of it. Now, up until recently here, you know, and I've had a huge political awakening in the last 5 years, you know. But I, you know, I voted for Ron Paul in 1988. You know, but I didn't vote for him last time around because I knew the game was rigged already. By the time it was time to vote, I already knew the game was rigged because I went to the caucuses and I followed it. And we'll talk after the break.
Exactly. Thank you.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
BeFood.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday. It's kind of an open lines, open mind Wednesday today, 866-841-1065, but with a slightly different twist. I'm trying to weigh in the balance here whether I could or should or ought continue doing the broadcast that I've been doing. I really have no interest whatsoever in completely changing the program. You know, I've got seven. We've got a caller online, Fritz, from Missouri. We're talking, visiting. I've got seven different emails, and I just went and counted them in my email basket. From authors promoting books, so everything from you had a miracle baby to you name it, you know. And I get a lot of those, more so lately. I think I seem to have found my way onto somebody's list. But I'm not all that interested, and I'm sure the audience understands, I'm not all that interested in the speaker circle. We've heard a lot of the same speakers for the last decade, and their messages have pretty well worn out, and they've proven themselves to be ineffectual. They haven't really brought around any great change or any awakening. And so I'm reluctant to take the time necessary to read somebody's book just to bring them on the air so they get a chance to plug the book, and they never send me a check for it. But, you know, that's not kind of my idea. And as far as, you know, famous authors are concerned, Fritz, my famous authors that I'm interested in are all dead. And as we came up in the 60s and the 70s and into maturity and out into the world, it didn't look like a political action that we were doing, but it certainly was in my life. It took me a long time to look back and realize just how politically active I've always been. I was absolutely dead set against the war in Vietnam. I had a brother there, raised up in a military family. And even though there were probably many more things that I could have done, if I heard of any kind of a demonstration at all, I would beat feet and make my direction in that way, even if I had to quit a job to go there, and I did. So, you know, it's always been kind of a political thing for me. In the 1980s, I ran for Washington State House of Representatives on the same ballot with Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. I've always been interested in politics because when we're pissed off and we're mad as hell, we're ready to throw a window open, stick our head out and yell we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore, you can always point back to one source, not to the Federal Reserve banking system. Yeah, that's the beast. But you can always point right back to the corruption inside of our political system that stands between where we are and where we need to be. And, this is the place that I focus my attention on, and it doesn't resonate with a wide audience, and especially at the state, as I mentioned in the beginning, in the first hour, at the state of apathy. It's a great triumph for the education system. People have lost all faith, all confidence. They no longer understand their birthright, and so not understanding their birthright, they're willing to throw away something that they'll never, ever get back again. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry you said that about touring, because I was going to offer you $10,000 to come up here and speak one night.
All right. Which night would you like me to be there? You don't even have to worry about the hotel. I'll pick that one up myself.
So I tripped across the 9/11 stuff on the internet a few years ago, and all of a sudden I was I got to back up for a second. I did vote for a Democrat once. I voted for McGovern in 72.
No, I don't hold that against you.
And then, but ever since then, no, I've always known that you guys in the chat room, you think you're so damn smart. I've been awake for 45 years, but not that I know anything. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, I've always known it was, the whole thing was rigged. So, yeah. I mean, all this, you know, this, and you don't see me in the chat room too much because I can't read and listen at the same time. I guess I'm kind of stupid, but I don't like cutting up in class anymore, so I'd rather just not sign in. But so I did vote for a Democrat once, but I've been a third party voter my whole life, and the only reason I vote is because I don't know, I'm not supposed to.
Well, you know, if there was some way that we could possibly, you know, make something out of a third party. It really, you can go back and look, as I have, and through the encyclopedias and elsewhere and on the web, you can go back and look at the history of them. And, the Ku Klux Klan did really well. They brought about 1.5 million candidate or votes out for their hopefuls. Other than that, you know, they're one of the most successful that we've had. There are others that come forward, you know, from time to time. But typically, third parties, you know, again, what is your goal? And if the goal is to get the jackboot off of our throat, we need to understand this established two-party political system. And, you know, for all of the enthusiasm that people put out and for all the money that they're willing to throw at it, you'd think if they really wanted to see something dramatic, if they really wanted to live in freedom and start rebuilding this country, that they would take the time necessary to do their homework. But few do. It's pretty easy to get people to jump on the libertarian bandwagon. It's pretty easy to get people to jump on other third parties. But at the end of the day, it felt good, you know, but what else was accomplished? Nothing.
Well, right. So I was a registered independent all my life, I guess you could say. But after I got the Ron Paul bug again, you know, 3-4 years ago, whenever it was, and I attended the Republican caucus after the primary in in St. Louis, in my township, Midland Township. And that Republican caucus was actually, there was no Republican committee man or committee woman in that township. It's a very blue-collar area. And somebody went to the trouble, somebody, I think, through the Campaign for Liberty or somebody, became committee men and set up the caucus. And I attended. There was 25 people there, and 24 of them were for Ron Paul, and we had one John McCain guy with a POW flag on his hat, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And he left in a huff because he could see that he wasn't going to win anything, so he left. And people were begging him to stay, and maybe he could have a voice. And I said, let him go, for goodness sake. You know, but we elected a slate of 8 delegates to represent Ron Paul. And meanwhile, in the county next door, in St. Charles County, where they are allotted 132 delegates, 111 of them were Ron Paul, were elected as Ron Paul delegates.
Exactly.
Well, then, you know, the election process, it goes to the next phase, which is the county caucus, which is all these little townships coming together at the high school or whatever. And the Ron Paul people from St. Charles were not allowed in the building.
Right. Which should be against.
And they had their little caucus.
At that point,
yeah,
you know.
So meanwhile, they've already.
Calling out the sheriff at that point would be an appropriate thing. But another thing about the not allowing in. Again, we need to understand that this is a standing committee, all right? They're not governmental, really. File a freedom of information request against the Republican Party, and they have no responsibility that I'm aware of to reply. You know, they're not a government agency. They're not a government entity. They're not even quasi-governmental. They're just a standing committee.
If you read that Title 18, or is it Title 42, I always get them confused, Conspiracy Against Rights, the group conspiring against you doesn't have to break a law, or all they have to do is violate I'll look it up during the break.
Sounds good. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Once again, we've got open lines today, folks, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and talk about politics and becoming vocal local and the purpose of the broadcast and that sort of thing, I'd love to hear from you today. I'm kind of weighing whether or not we should go into another quarter or whether we should just not be an April Fool on April Fool's Day. So back to you, Fritz. You know, one of the things that you mentioned, though, is important, and one of the reasons why it was necessary, in my opinion, to start when I did with these radio broadcasts 3 years ago at the immediate close of the last election, presidential election cycle, was because I had heard and seen all across America abuses from these political parties, especially the Republican Party, as regards Ron Paul. There is a way, and it's not a difficult way, of amending that kind of an abuse, and you can do that through the party's rules, the rules committee, and to block out a precinct or to block out delegates because of the candidate they're endorsing and they're supporting is really a miscarriage of the representative system. But again, we come into this process. Thinking of some utopian, ideal, whereas when we understand that the Radical Red Republican Party was basically a Marxist front group in the beginning, they still just hail, Abraham Springsteen, Abraham Lincoln, probably the worst, cretin that ever walked the face of the planet, as far as I'm concerned. They hail him. They have Lincoln Days here in Missouri.
He was an ugly sucker too.
Yeah, he was ugly to boot.
He was an ugly sucker.
For a lawyer, he had little to offer, as he had a lousy tailor. But, the whole thing about it is that these are insurgents. These are rebels. It's a ongoing coup d'etat against the country. And we need to get a grip. We need to understand that this is how this country has been brought low through this spirit of division. And it's enshrined in law. So there are things we can do from the inside of these parties to gain control in them. But you cannot do it. You've got to use democracy against them. You've got to use a majority in a deliberative assembly against them. You need to understand Robert's Rules of Order and understand it absolutely. What we saw in the state convention in Branson is that the young Ron Paul candidates or delegates, they understood Robert's Rules of Order, but they were lacking one fundamental understanding, and that the chairman's purpose is to keep the meeting in order. That's what Robert's Rules of Order is all about. And if they see a faction, a party or a faction in their own midst, they can and will and ought to silence them through, using Robert's Rules of Order in a deliberative assembly to keep order in the meeting. So, you can only raise so many points of order and disrupt for so long before somebody's likely to get thrown out on their ear. And that's why they have a sergeant at arms. You see.
Well, actually, I think in Jeff City during that election cycle, I believe the Ron Paul people were all kept in one. They were all kept in one area and had to wear wristbands.
Yes,
and they're followed around by guards. But now the chairman didn't use Robert's Rules of Order. As a matter of fact, the published agenda was scrapped for the meeting. But anyway, my friend, my neighbor has a, has an idea. He just said, well, why don't we just set up a deer blind out on the highway, and if a car goes by with a license number below 1,000, plink them.
Why? I guess it would work, but
all the politically collected guys have all those low license numbers, you know.
Oh,
it was a joke.
Okay. I'm trying. You lost me there for a second, but no.
You know, number 22. Don't you want to know who number 22 is?
Yeah, I would like to know who number 22 is. Actually, what I would really like to do is to, get a local voting precinct group working in all the 2,500 counties we've got, or precincts that we've got across the 114 counties here in Missouri. And I would like to have people actually say, you know what, I have had enough of this. I'm not going to put up with any of this. And if you understand that we need to embed within both of these parties. Now, the idea, of course, is to merge them together into one. That needs to be done. That's an intermediate step that creates the Democratic Republican Party again, and it heals the wound, the split between the false paradigm of the left and the right. There's really nothing false about it. The belief systems are so ingrained that people actually believe that they are liberal and that they are conservative when they participate in these parties that way. But with a little more education, Fritz, people will understand that left and right, it meets in the middle, and they're back to back, and they're exactly, you know, just the androgynous things, you know. There's no difference between them. So anyway, long stories in short, this is what I'd hoped to be able to accomplish these past 3 years, and quite frankly, I haven't, you know. And I don't know whether, you know, as Puddle says, you know, just steering the Titanic with a small paddle, whether we need to go over the process once a week, whether there's still confusion, people don't understand. You know, I don't know how many times I can say, hey, get a copy of your election laws for your state and sit down and read them. Go in and find the bylaws for, the Arkansas Republican Party and the Democratic Democratic Party, and sit down and read them. And once we understand the system, then we can learn to work within the system to bring the system down, not to build a strong Republican Party, not to build a neocon party, not to build parties at all. We have to understand it's the party that's the problem. And, you know, look back at the Federal Reserve banking system. Who created it? Well, yeah, we know that, you know, bankers were behind the scenes, but who created it? It was the elected officials. And so it was something created by Congress. It's something that can be killed by Congress. They could kill it before the end of the day today if there was political will to do it, but there isn't, you see. So these are things that we can do. I believe that there are things that would be invigorating as we made progress in towards all of this. But, if you don't have people in each of the voting precincts, speaking out at the party meetings, you don't have any representation, because the party is just going ahead, all steam ahead, status quo.
Missouri Constitution, Article 1, Section 3, that the people of this state have the inherent, sole, and exclusive right to regulate the internal government and police thereof, and to alter and abolish their constitution and form of government whenever they may deem it necessary to their safety and happiness.
Exactly.
So happiness is the only reason you need to overthrow the government, because it'll make you happy, provided such change be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States.
Exactly. You know, so it's there, you know. The door is open. The framers, the founders, they all laid it out there for us. It's just something that we have to do. The apples are on the tree. Are we going to pick the apples, or are we going to sit around and lament the fact that we don't have applesauce? You know, it doesn't make sense to me. But I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm just too sensible or something, or too much common sense, or maybe I anticipate that there's, you know, that I expect more out of the people than I ought to. So I don't know. I'm in a dilemma. I really am, Fritz.
Well, as a black sheep and an ex-hippie, I don't have any faith in the people. I think Americans are dumber than rocks. And I mean, I hate their sports. I hate their entertainment. I hate the pop music. I quit listening to pop music in the mid-70s, and I'll tell you, one of my big sacrifices that I've made here the last couple of years is listening to all these grunge guitar bumpers and stuff that are all over that are all over the Patriot radio stations. I mean, that stuff will drive me right out of the room.
It's interesting,
but,
isn't it?
Anyway, so I've had to grin and bear that, but I appreciate your bumpers. Well, but let me read this real quick, just the first sentence, because I promised I would. Title 18, USC 18, Section 242, Puddles. You can drop it in there. And I'm just going to read the first part. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, and so on and so forth. According to this, all you have to do to deprive somebody of their rights under color of law is violate a custom.
Of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again, and we've got a request on the in my Skype chats here to give that that citation one more time so that Puddles can look it up for the listeners and drop it into the chat room, if you would, please.
Oh, yeah, that's 18 U.S.C. Section 242.
18 U.S.C. Title 18 U.S.C. Title 42, what? Is that it?
Section 2, excuse me. Section 242.
Okay, Section 242. Now I've got it too. 18 U.S.C. 242. Okay, great. 18 U.S.C.
Now these, I believe this is one of them 14th Amendment civil rights things, I think, you know. Okay. Now, there's a companion sighting to that, and that is 42 U.S.C. Section 1984. Everybody, I think, knows these.
Yeah.
I think, and I don't have it all in my head, but flawlessly, but one is the civil, one is makes it a civil crime, where you can go after the police officer who violates your civil rights civilly. You can go after him personally. And the other one is the criminal code. But they're kind of, they're kind of twins.
Well, you know, I was sitting out here at the local voting precinct at the fire department here in Exeter, which is where everybody in Exeter precinct votes. And I have my Ron Paul campaign stickers or small yard signs on the front window of my truck. And then I had a Ron Paul magnetic signs on the side of my truck. And I had the window rolled down. I was well away from any, a long ways from the doorway, but I was in sight of the doorway. And what I was doing was doing an exit, or not an exit poll, but I was counting the number of voters. Okay, so I got there before the polls opened. I stayed all the way through the entire day. I brought a thermos and a pee bottle and a lunch and everything else, and I just stayed there for the whole day. And I counted every single nose that went in and went out. Well, the fire chief here locally, he came out about 10 o'clock in the morning, and he wanted me to get the signs off the truck or get off the property. And I asked him if he understood that he was violating federal law, obstructing the conduct of a federal election. And he told me, well, he didn't really give a damn and blah, 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 and lots of foul language right in my face. He's a big man. So I said, well, you know, I'm not moving, son, so you might as well just call the sheriff, and I'd like to have him come anyway. And so he went back in, and he got around, and he called the county clerk's office. They pretty well put him straight, but he came back and told me again that I'd take the signs off my truck. I said, well, you're mistaken. I don't, and I'm not going to, you know. So anyway, we've had a little bit of a fracas with that. But there are many people, you know, we heard about those Black Panthers with the batons that were trying to intimidate voters at the last election cycle. It happens all the time. And when the parties are, you know, trying to intimidate caucus members from participating in conventions, you know, that would have been an ideal opportunity to call the heat there, too. And I think that your citations, 18 U.S.C. 242, might point to that. But these are the things that we could do if we had a mind to actually participate in this system and ensure that in the in-between, whenever we came across some kind of an anomaly in the process, that those could go into the party rules. And this is an opportunity, an avenue of expression that we don't exercise. Even if you're not, even if in a county out there, folks listening, even if you are not, your own county committee man or your county committee woman or nobody that you know or like is, those people are still your representatives in the Republican Party, and you can talk to them. And they need to hear your voice, and they ought to listen to you. And if they don't, then you can take it upstairs to them and go to the head, the chairman of your county party committee, and bring it up there. And when they have the Republican Party meetings, you can make presentations there and really be a thorn in their sides. But it's better to work from within than it is to work from without. And that's why I encourage people to get involved inside the system and help to bring it down. We can do it quickly. I think we can do it in less than 4 years. At least I thought we could. Now it'll be another 4 years because we've piddled away the last three.
And listen, folks, these people at the courthouse, they would love to have you come visit them. They are so bored. Imagine sitting behind the same desk for 30 years.
Exactly.
Okay, with no windows in your office. They love when people walk in. You know, it's mental stimulation for them. So just go in and you know, bring them. I took the tax assessor a bottle of homemade barbecue sauce at Christmas time, you know.
Yeah.
Go in there and hobnob, and, you know, as much as I hate doing it, because I am not, you know, I don't have a family or kids or anything. You know, I could probably get by another 15 years under the radar and sit by and snicker while all my friends' kids get brainwashed, you know, in public school and find out that they don't have any livelihood when they get out and so on. But
well, you know, Fritz, one of the things that, you know, is starting to really resonate is that, you know, not only is Cliff Richardson, you know, he's unmarried, no children, no dogs, no house even. I have, you know, no dependents, and I'm not a married man. You're not. Many others in this are not either. And yet, you know, here we are trying to do something for those people out there that are all of the above and that do have the most at stake. And it amazes me when you can't even get somebody that has children in a local school to even come and attend the school board meetings. You know, I meet somebody and they've got three or four little ones and they're coming up through the grades, and I ask them, well, have you looked at the curriculum? Do you understand how that works? Have you ever gone to the school board meetings? Do you attend Parents Teachers Association meetings, anything like that? Nope, never do. Don't do that. And it's an amazement to me. It boggles my mind. But, you know, I don't know. Again, it could be the water. It could be the television. It could be their own education. I don't know what it is. But people are really, really ready just to turn their back on their birthright and become slaves to the system.
I don't mind saying, you know, I got a little chip on my shoulders. All these people that used to be my friends, they're not my friends since they got married. They're gone. They disappeared out of my life.
Well, that's a phenomenon itself, isn't it?
You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, I don't really... I got a cousin that swears we're very close, and he's been married for 25 years, and I've never once been invited over for dinner. So, I mean, come on, you know, let's get real here.
Yeah.
But, I was fantasizing about this last night because I'm going to go back before the committee, the county commission here again. And, you know, I'm not going to go back there and hold their hand and spoon feed these people.
No.
And if they want to obfuscate what I say in the newspaper, then, you know, and sweep me aside, well, you know what? My house is paid for. I can just step back and watch them go right down the tubes without really feeling too bad about it.
Exactly.
To be honest. So I'm a little selfish. My motivations are selfish because I've always been about freedom, you know, ever since Paul McCartney, you know, got the haircut, and I mean, I like freedom, what all the hubbub.
Well, that in itself is one of those things that folks, you know, don't really seem to understand. You know, we talk a lot about liberty, and of course, I've laid this thing out about freedom. But if we start with the ability to move, you know, man moves, man breathes. If you don't have the ability to move freely, then, you know, your life has been taken over. You no longer have any property. You no longer have any freedom. And with the idea, and I just read this briefly, I didn't read it, ran out of time yesterday, but in the European Union, Fritz, they're talking about by 2050 banning all automobiles from cities. Folks, this is Agenda 21. This is stack 'em and pack 'em housing. This is like your opportunity to live in Beijing, wherever you are. And even the people in Beijing have automobiles, even though more of them have bicycles, rickshaws, or walk. But if we don't have any ability to locomote around the country, you imagine, you know, you could live out in the country, but you can't bring your automobile, your truck, into town to get groceries. So you're going to be faced with the satellite box store, and that'll be your only choice. You'll go get stuff there, you'll get nothing, you know. Or they may set up some kind of a coupon system where, just like during World War II and World War I, gas rationing, you know, you may only get, let's say, 15 gallons of diesel a month, and if you need more than that, tough. You know, you're going to have to barter with your friends. And so, you know, this is not remote. This is all coming up. These are the cards that are on the table. And I really, quite frankly, feel for my brothers and sisters' children, this system does not look at all rosy. If we don't get seriously busy and take this country back, county by county, state by state, and you know, region by region, it's over, and it's over in a decade, or maybe not even that long. It might not go another 10 years. And you know, the Box Canyon that I laid out time and time again, yeah, that alfalfa hay in there smells real good, and that water, everybody can hear it running. But boy, you go into that Box Canyon, folks, there's no way out. And unfortunately, many people are just walking right in. Fritz, hey, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, hopefully, and we'll touch base from time to time.
Thank you, Will.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System to day, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
Okay, so I guess we're talking about belief systems and things like that. If you want to call in, folks, you're welcome to do so, 866-841-1065. Kind of weighing it over in my mind here whether we should continue the broadcast or not. And so I look forward to your encouragement. If you're interested at all in having this continue, let me know. You can send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'll definitely be counting those emails. So far, we've only had 3 callers today. There's a lot of things that I could do. I do 3 hours of prep every morning and 2 hours of broadcast and an hour after, so it's a 6-hour day, and I don't ask a dime in return, all right? And this is 3 years going now. So I've put a lot of things aside to try and bring this message, but I'm not hearing a lot coming back from the audience as far as actually energizing within the established two-party political system and working to affect a change. So, it's going to be up to y'all. I can't do this by myself, never could. That's why I came on the radio in the first place. But it is going to be up to you. You know, you can talk about chemtrails in the chat room. You can talk about chemtrails. But how can you stop chemtrails? You're not going to stop chemtrails as long as the Congress, who has all of the authority that they need to defund any programs that are going on. They have all the authority that they need to be able to conduct an investigation. They have all of the authority. They just don't. They lack the political will. All right, they're bought and paid for whores, and we can change that. We certainly can change that. We can recall people instantly. They depend upon the parties for their support. They really do. If the party comes out publicly and puts it in the newspaper that they are blacklisting somebody or blacklisting this list of candidates or this list of politicians for their treason against the United States of America, to be the death knell of all of those candidates. Yeah, it'd be real scary for the people in the party, too. But it's a state party system. The state of Missouri, Republican Party, can blacklist all of the congressional members that they find repugnant, you know, to our form of life here. But it's going to take political will to do that. It'll only take a couple of years to gain the kind of majorities necessary to make those decisions in committees assembled inside these established two-party political party system. But these are things that can and must be done. Every single newspaper out there has a license to do business. And if their licenses are pulled, they're done. They're finished. Every radio station out there that's broadcasting on the FCC lines, they all have a license. And that can be pulled. That can be rescinded. Everybody out there that is, you know, basically committing crimes against humanity and treason, complicity, cover-ups, and all of that, they can be outed. And they can lose their licenses. One of the problems with having the system the way that we have it today is that everybody has to get a license, whether you're going to clean teeth or whether you're going to cut nails or whether you're going to do hair or do massage or whatever, you have to have a license to get that done. And whatever the state can give you, the state can revoke and take away. And so a lot of the problems that we're dealing with, you know, can be rescinded. They can be repealed. They can be taken out. Anything that the Congress has ever passed can be repealed by the Congress. All of the executive orders from the administrative branch, all of the executive orders can be just thrown away. Any president coming in could go through those things and get rid of them. Sure, it's going to be a bummer. What about the treaties? Do it the same way. Sign a new treaty that revokes the old treaty, and you're done. You have to have the political will to make a change. You have to have the political will to make a difference. And I would suggest in the future that we go away from political parties altogether. I think with the changes that have been made in the electronic media, with the internet and stuff like that, we no longer need to be represented. We can present our own issues and our own views and develop safe ways of doing it, secure ways of doing it on the internet where it can be verified so that you can only cast one ballot, so to speak, for various things. It's like going onto somebody's blog and posting a comment. You know, you log in and you've got your access code. I don't like numbers any more than anybody else, but you can have an access code of some sort or another. And it was, if it was associated with me, so be it. You can get rid of the NSA and DARPA and all of the rest of those organizations that are out there. Yeah, you're going to come up against the Mossad. You'll come up against the Crown. You'll come up against the Vatican, perhaps. You'll come up against all kinds of opposition, but thus stand and stand therefore. It's a testicular fortitude minute. You have the balls to do it or don't you? You see? Or are you going to play Ain't It Awful and just continue to live out your life with your head in the sand waiting for someone else to do something? When you're looking for excuses, any excuse will do. You know it as well as I do. There's 101 excuses why I don't do my lawn as often as I ought. And if I run out of excuses, I can invent another one immediately. And may do that. 101 different ways to cut corners on housekeeping if you're not don't have a proclivity to housekeeping. You know. So these are some of the things that I had hoped to be able to accomplish by now, and we haven't had it accomplished yet. I mean, we can number it in weeks now, between now and the election for re-election of Barry the Usurper. For all the angst and all of the questions and about the birth certificate and everything else, are you actually willing to do something or not? And if not, it doesn't, you know, what difference does it make if I read out of books to you forever? It doesn't change the situation. When I first started on the radio, I didn't do news. It was only in the last year or so that I even started to really bring news into the mix. But we could do news endlessly. We talked about this idea of victims and symptoms. I got another email in the email box. It's a real sad story. 78-year-old rancher losing all of his cattle. He's a victim inside of the system. I can report on him. It's kind of after the fact. It's too late. He's already lost the cattle. He's a pretty old fellow. It's kind of a bit too late. So he's a victim. Makes for really good radio. Makes for a good hanky-wringing session. But at the end of the day, you're just raising victims up to the level of a super social science, and they come. You could call it victimology. Same thing with the symptoms. High gas prices, another war in Libya. These are symptoms. They're symptoms of a broader disease. My goal from day one has been to correctly identify, analyze, diagnose, and isolate the disease, and then press forward to eradicate the disease. The disease is the spirit of division that has crept in amongst us. Our founders warned us against allowing parties and factions creep in amongst us. But with Harold J. Lasky and a bunch of the other socialists, we've raised this idea of pluralism to its highest level. Now everybody is in groups. I'm not talking about local voting precinct groups. I'm talking about all of the groups. You've got the Bugs and Bunny groups for this. You've got the environmental groups for that. You've got the teachers' rights groups for this. You've got the abortion rights groups for that. You've got the women's rights groups over here, the men's rights group over there, the gay group over here, the basketball group over there. We've been divided. Our house is divided, and a house divided cannot stand. And a kingdom divided against itself in a left-right dialectic like this shall surely fall, and we're falling now. And if you want to get rid of the financial troubles, you're going to have to improve. You're going to have to correct Congress. Congress is the only people that have the power to give us back our money. They took it away. They are the only people that have the power to get it back. You want to grow hemp in this country? Congress can do it. It took it away. It can bring it back. You want to get off on foreign oil dependency? Congress enabled it to go that way. We can go back. We don't have to have Aramco and OPEC and all the rest of that. You want to get the foreign, you know, direct investment off of our soils? We can take care of that too. But you're not going to take care of it at the local level on a national issue. That's got to be done at the federal level. And the international issues are going to have to be addressed at the international level as we back out of the international entanglements, the foreign entanglements. Again, our founders weren't stupid. The old dead white guys knew something about the world that they lived in, and they could see in their time the same sort of problems that we'd have today. They were prescient, if anything else, prophets in their own right. And they devised a system that could work. If we would but use it, and if we can keep it. So I'll be back again tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Depending on how things work out, tomorrow might be the last one. So you think about it, folks. If this means something to you, let me know. Send me an email. If not, we'll just pedal through in open lines tomorrow and say sayonara. Okay? It's up to y'all. We'll be going into a break here in a few seconds, and we'll come back again tomorrow, and hopefully I'll feel a little bit more chipper, but... I don't like to waste my time. I certainly don't want to waste yours. There might be somebody out there that has a real clever angle and that fit this slot just perfect. I'll be back again tomorrow. Till the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com. The Oracle.